see the little live option there. So, hey, Cheryl. All right. So, hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of Don't Kill the Messenger. This series for April, as we're doing, is called the Water Cooler Series. Just having a couple of conversations around the water cooler, the proverbial water cooler online, with a couple of other entrepreneurs who are making adjustments and doing things that they need to stay relevant in today's world where everyone is kind of stuck at home and really forced online. So today I have Cheryl Burgett. How you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing great, Victor. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, anytime. So tell us a little bit more about, because we're going to be diving into like how to keep sales flowing. Because a lot of people I know have been perhaps curious. They're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm worried. People aren't buying right now. I have to discount my services, or I have to provide a lot of free stuff." And like, it's not necessarily the case. People are buying. You just have to go about it a very
Different way.
delicate way. Yeah, I think so. Tell us a little bit more about what you're seeing right now, and really, like, first and foremost, like, how do you help people?
Okay, so the way that I help people is I actually help them embrace sales from a different perspective. Most entrepreneurs did not go into business because they wanted to be salespeople. And so
Yeah.
I find that they love what they do, but they really don't understand sales. They kind of fumble it, they wing it, and it actually is just a conversation where you're solving someone's problem. And when you go from that perspective of serving and being authentic and really connecting with people and diving into what are their issues, what are the things that they're facing right now. So I help my clients to keep that consistent, you know, entrepreneurs and making a steady income when they're not selling a product, selling a service. I work mainly with service-based entrepreneurs, and they continue to learn a process that works.
Yeah, no, and I know, I guess to kind of re, I don't know, to solidify like that is one of our very first initial conversations was, I think we met at Driven, like a live event almost a year ago now. And I had scheduled a call with you to discuss that certain exact thing, right? I didn't go into business to be a sales person, but I needed to do it to actually get it, to get the business going, right? So the biggest thing there, I remember one of the questions I came and I was like, man, I just tried something like a tactic that someone said that works. And I tried it, and as if I felt so icky about it, you know. Like, and I remember you were just like, "Well, what about?" And you helped me explore it and really identify, like, what the way I did it wasn't congruent to who I am. And then you really helped me overcome that. And it's not necessarily it wasn't necessarily the tactic that I used, or the it wasn't a script, but it was a tactic that I used. But it was the way I went about it. It wasn't me. And I know you really helped me overcome that. And I'm sure that's what a lot of people say when they after they work with you, right? Like, sales don't feel like sales, they're just conversations now.
This is funny. I think that's great for you, Victor, and I'm glad that I was able to do that. I recently had a client say to me, "I'm actually having more fun doing the sales. I don't want to do the delivery." That's
Oh my
what a sales coach can hear, right?
Yeah, no, that's fantastic because it helps you be exactly that, right? It just helps you to be more congruent with how you have that conversation. And it's not, you're not pushy, you're not, you know, like, I don't want to say like fear mongering, but yeah, you know, it's like you're being real. So I know that's a big topic right now. A lot of people are saying, so what are your thoughts on, are people just not buying right now? Or what's happening there?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, people who are business coaches and strategy coaches and sales coaches and consultants right now are actually getting a lot of business because so many people have been waiting to start their own business now, right? And so I am hearing all kinds of things of people wanting help to learn how to, to learn how to shift quickly. What are the things I need to be doing? You know, Victor, as you know, an entrepreneur is a creative who has 100 million different ideas. But I really help people to focus on fastest path to cash. Because at the end of the day, exposure, social media, and not anything about that that's bad, but actually just showing up and waiting for people to come to you doesn't work. And that's what people think. If I post a flyer, people are going to be like, "Oh my gosh, I so want to go to that." Or And that's not how sales works. You have mm-hmm. to be on the offense, not the defense. And the way that I suggest to people is absolutely be sensitive to what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And get deep into what is it they want and give them what they want. Right.
Makes a lot of sense. It's really, I've talked about this countless times already. The world as we know it is never going to be the same, mm-hmm. right? It's forcing people to really take what was accepted as a status quo and take a hard look at like, well, that only worked because of how we were. We're not like that anymore. And we have to be different. We have to actually pay attention to what people are saying to us and listen and see. Like sometimes it's not a right fit, but when it is, it's in your power to say, offer the support to move further, faster.
Absolutely. And just to add to that, Victor, I think that when we look at the things that stop people, right? Mm-hmm. And so I always say that fear and money are not reasons not to pursue that path. If you're trying to do it on the cheap, you're going to get cheap results, right? Okay. Yep. And so the people who are willing to invest are going to be the people who stand out. And I guarantee you when we come out of this a little bit more, competition is going to be fierce. Competition is going to be fierce. So for all of the people who look for free resources to grow their business, well, some of that works, you'll never get any place. It's been my experience for the 12 years that I've been doing this.
Yeah. So how have you adjusted to everything online? Because I know you do a lot with like workshops, like one-day workshops, two-day. I think you do two-day workshops, right? Or is it just one day?
I did a one-day event, and I did a one-day event on March 13th. 50% of my participants canceled. It was the day that everything came crashing down.
Of course,
And I was like, So I delivered it. We had 10 people there. It was amazing and very focused. But I think mm-hmm. that with what was going on in the world, obviously, it was on people's minds.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so the way that I've pivoted is to take it offline and take the one day event and actually have personal conversations with those people who were to attend. And, you know, they were coming because they had a problem that needed to be solved. So I'm solving that with them and teaching along the way, because right now there is a lot of free stuff out there, but it's not all great. Right. There's a lot of stuff out there, but I want to give three specific actions they can take right now to bring money into their household. Three actions that they can take to bring money in their household, because that's everybody's greatest need right now, right?
Yeah.
Is how do we make money? And then being conscious of the time we're in, right? And so what I've encouraged my existing clients to do is, you know, you don't go out and, you know, sell your $20,000 package or something like that. I said, you shall sell a shorter time period. You sell flexibility where you might have, you know, had payments of, you know, $1,500 a month. You bring that back. Maybe you offer something for $750 a month. Right. And just extend it to a longer period of time. But really working with people where they are and helping them to have a possibility of what they're looking toward, not stay in the fear of where they think they are.
Okay. That makes sense. So it's really just helping them adjust to break out of the mindset of the funk they're in, I guess, right? The rut that they're in. Because a lot of people are like, they can't see past themselves. I mean, I've personally been there myself. You know, there's been times throughout business where it's been kind of like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And I look to people like leaders that I follow, and I look to people like that, and that are like, what can I do? And reach out, and the ones who help you during that time are the ones that stand out and later on got my business, which it sounds like that's kind of where you're getting at, right?
Absolutely. You know, I am in touch with my coach every day right now. Mm-hmm. And it's a plug-in for me. It's also what I transfer to my clients. It is, how do I keep things going? I'm doing a Facebook Live challenge for all my clients who are not used to doing something like that. Yeah. And I give them a topic in the morning, and then we all meet in the afternoon for a 15-minute debrief of, you know, how did it go? And I can tell you there has been a drastic difference in the 5 days that we've been doing this. of how comfortable they are. And that's it. You know that being online is a long-term strategy, being seen. And the biggest thing is consistency. And so getting across those principles, getting them in there, getting them doing it every single day is really the key to being online. You can't go from never being online to all of a sudden you are expecting as soon as you move everything online, people are going to buy. That doesn't
happen, right? So it's funny because I feel like both you and I have slightly conflicting things there. I mean, it's good though, because it helps to kind of see both sides of everything, right? Like I truly believe that because it's so easy to go online, mm-hmm. it also makes it very difficult, because you touched on this earlier. There's a lot of free resources out there. I call that infobesity. So much that it's so much information that you can't take action. And that's essentially what I consider something that falls under the category of infobesity, right?
Right.
Something that's actionable that you can consume in a couple of minutes, and then the next 10, 15 minutes take action and get some type of result. That's insight. That's different than infobesity. So there's a lot of infobesity, not enough insight. And with what you're saying, like, that's very valuable right there. It's important to pay attention to people. It's important to be where they're at and help people with how you've adjusted, and just lead that way, right? As far as showing up online, it does take consistency. It does take a little bit of knowledge to know like where it is you want to go as the end result. But I feel like that's the same principles or fundamentals that you would do offline.
Right.
If you were to go to a networking event one time, it might work for you, might not. But if you go,
and that's really what I'm referring to is throwing spaghetti out there and seeing if it sticks. You know, people who have consistent good content that are actionable, that makes a lot of sense, right? But you also, there are more people online who don't do that and don't know how. So they really need to be taught. And that is not necessarily my area of expertise, that's yours. There you go. Right. There you go.
So that, like, I know I started with the whole, like, we're divided here, but it's truly, it goes back to the fundamentals and principles that we both follow, mm-hmm. right? I just do it online, you do it offline, and you help people with that. And it's true. Like, consistency is the main key there, right? Is the
main philosophy there. Quality and consistency.
Mm-hmm. Quality and consistency, exactly. So you kind of touched on it with how you're helping your current clients like with this Facebook Live challenge and helping them just be more comfortable online, right? Because that is a big part of it. It's there's one thing talking to a person face-to-face, and then there's one thing like we're doing right now, which can look like we're talking face-to-face, but I'm literally looking at a webcam. There's a difference there.
We're in this room. Oh, are you still there? Victor. There you are.
Yeah, I kind of got a little weird there. I think we're good. Yeah, okay.
We're good now.
What were you saying? You were saying we're in a what?
Oh, I was just saying that, you know, everybody's told to go do Facebook Lives, but they don't know what they're doing. They don't know the content. They don't know the purpose. They don't know. And that's where they need guidance. And quite honestly, I've learned something mm-hmm. from you about going online, because I have been an offline, in-event, in-person person. But I have, over the last couple of weeks now, I think I have 7 booked either podcasts, speaking, virtual events. I'm doing an all-day summit for sales. Yeah, so, you know, just being able to pivot and then get really smart people to help us drive traffic to those events.
Right. So, and here's the thing, like, I think earlier on in April, I was talking a lot with a lot of people, a lot of event planners. We were talking about a lot of virtual summits and webinars and online events like that, which is a great adjustment to make if for a lot of like live events, like I was sponsoring a few that they transitioned to virtual to keep the same dates, but then they postponed their actual live one. Mm-hmm. And like there's, you know, as an entrepreneur, we consistently have to make kind of roll with the punches that happen in everyday life. And this is just one of them that everyone had to adjust to. So it's interesting to hear how you're really helping guide your clients through what they normally would do in person, mm-hmm. just helping them to see, like, we're just changing slight things here to really do this online, which is really fun to hear, actually.
Here, I'm going to give you and your viewers a tip that I told my clients on our mastermind on Monday was,
yeah,
this is so great. Because when you're at a live networking event, you don't know everybody's name across the room. But when you're in a live Zoom call, everybody's name shows up so you can write it down and reach out to them. So you have just doubled or tripled your lead gen by being on a Zoom call.
You're so funny. So here are things that you look at in a very interesting light that I've never looked at it that way. That is genius. That's why people call you the sales genius, right? So
that's right. That's
fantastic. Oh my gosh. I'm going to actually take note of that and myself. And I'm going to, the next time I'm on a webinar like that, or I'm on a Zoom call like that with potential JV partners or potential prospects, yeah, I'm going to definitely take their notes, take their names down so I can reach out to them personally.
And part two, what you want to do after that is you want to go connect with them on LinkedIn.
I love it. Yep. Okay.
There you go.
I'm curious why LinkedIn and not Facebook.
Well, either way, you can do both.
I'm just giving you crap.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So, I mean, that's some really good things. So that right there is what I would consider, for example, insight, right? Mm-hmm. It's not, we can, in 3 to 5, in like less than 2 minutes, you told us what to do and how to do it. And in the next 10 to 15 minutes, we could go implement that. Like if I have a Zoom call for some reason right after this and with a group of people, then I'm like, I can do that exact thing. Or the next time I'm on it, it'll probably take me 10 or 15 minutes to write down all those names.
Right.
So like, I love it. That's exactly what we need. Right. And that's, so help me understand, I guess, some of the objections you hear most right now, are they still kind of the more common ones or just more pronounced?
I think people, here's how I have adjusted, investing in yourself, especially when you're offering services, you have very low overhead. I continue to look for serious business owners. There's a lot of hobbyists out there
who
think they have a business, but they really don't. But in all honesty, I think you come up against the most, is the uncertainty. And I said, well, there is certainty. Do you want to have a business when we come out of this or not? That's how I address the uncertainty. And you cannot stop your momentum or it's going to take you 6 months to get it back. Those are two things. And then, an interesting piece right now is to say, you know what? There are interest-free loans out there right now. Now, I'm not talking about PPP because you have to have employees for that. And a lot of solopreneurs I work with, but I do have some that have employees. And then, but going to your credit card, asking them to expand you don't have to fill it up, but to expand your credit limit, right? If you've got good credit, expand your credit limit just in case, right? And then ask them if you can pause the interest, right? There are companies out there, I know Barclays is one of them that is not charging interest for the next 3 months. Great time to do that. Make money over the next 2 to 3 months and then pay it back. So there are ways right now to leverage the pandemic and the financial crisis to pay for something for free for a couple of months so that you can invest. Because people are saying, I don't know if I can afford it. You can't not afford it. If you are paralyzed and standing still in this marketplace and not generating sales in the last, it's been 4 or 5 weeks now.
Yeah.
If you haven't generated sales in the last 5 weeks, you have a serious problem and you cannot wait any longer to get this going.
Right.
We have to keep the motor going because the people who are the winners. I heard last week that a coach in the transformational space just shifted to a webinar. She ran $25,000 of Facebook ads to it and closed $400,000. So people are spending money.
Yep.
They are.
And it's true. Like I completely agree with that. Like people are spending money. They're still buying. It's just you have to, so here's how it's more, I'm going to use the word pronounced again, just because I used it earlier. I liked it. It's more pronounced. You are seeing the separation that was there more. Because of this pandemic, like you're seeing more of that line, really hard line dividing the people that were buyers before, they're still buying, and the people that weren't ever buyers in the first place that were kind of tire kickers, but now they're truly showing you that they're not buying. I feel as that that's really what's happening, and people may have been talking to a lot of tire kickers before, and now they're like, wow, that's a lot of my audience now all of a sudden. But that's who I was marketing to. That's who I was talking to beforehand. It's just now more pronounced. So it's not that they weren't ever buyers or there's not buyers now. It's just that you may have been talking to the wrong people beforehand anyways.
Right. I agree with you 100%. I call it shining the flashlight in the gap. So all the gaps in your business are now showing up.
Yep.
And if you're, it's like plugging holes in a sinking boat. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, how many thumbs do you have, right? And so you can come out of this with less thumbs, or you're going to figure out how to fix the leaks in your boat.
I say this all the time, and that's funny. I use that analogy all the time with a flashlight when it comes to someone working with us on Facebook ads. Like all this paid traffic, all that's going to do is it's going to fast track the amount of people that come into your world. If you don't have this everything dialed in on the back end, that's where people say like, oh, it didn't work.
Right.
Did it really not work? Or did you just not have something that worked beforehand? You know, like there's that like catch 22, right? So I love that you use that because it's true. You're really just starting to see now who are the real buyers and who weren't the real buyers beforehand.
Absolutely.
I love it. Yeah. So I guess that kind of brings me to, there was something I wanted to touch on, but I got distracted with the whole analogy that she used, and I loved it. I forgot what I was thinking. But what would you say to someone who is having to really force themselves online now? Because I know you're kind of in that position. So I guess, what is that experience like?
I would say that it's hard, time consuming, and really reach out. I'm just going to, you know, I'm the type of person who says I'm good at some things and I'm not good at others.
Yeah.
And clearly identifying that I could waste precious patience, frustration. I mean, just it gets out of hand pretty quickly. With technology and myself. So I know that's not something I'm good at. So the things that you're not good at, don't do them yourself. You're wasting precious time, particularly in this, because you're going to lose to the people who have money to invest in their businesses and get the experts to help them along the way. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've talked about that. And so I'm very excited about what's going to happen at the beginning of May. We're still doing that, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, as long as we're able to, as of now, that's still on because we're able to do stuff like that. Uh-huh. We're both in Colorado, you're just up in Denver. So it looks like that is still a go for me. As long as everything is good, we don't continue anything crazy here. Okay. But for the most part, I mean, yeah, we do have to make sure that we are showing up and listening to people. And I know one thing before I forget here is you had a way to really help people. And one of the things we looked at beforehand, before we got on the call here is you had something to kind of give away to people. I know people, they may be struggling right now with sales, and that might be the biggest thing. Like just people aren't buying. They're just stuck in that mindset, which isn't a great one to be at. However, at the same time, you can definitely help them with getting and overcoming that, like just like you did me. And there is a very specific way you go about that. So can you share that with us to
absolutely
how they get connected with you?
Absolutely. So one of the things that people underestimate is the volume that you need. And particularly in this time, the volume has got to be turned up, not down. You cannot act like this time is vacation, cut your work hours. If anything, you need to work more to get through this time period. And so I have a ebook called Book 30 Calls in 30 Days. And it is a step-by-step instruction on from lead generation to getting them on a call. I literally am calling every single person I have met in the last 12 months or more and saying, hey, how are you doing? Let's jump on a call. Maybe I can give you some suggestions and tips on how to make a couple sales during this time. Mm-hmm. Would that be helpful? So teaching you how do you get people on a conversation, it may turn to sales, it may not, but book 30 calls in 30 days and I guarantee you make some sales.
Yeah.
And with that intention. So it's a book. You can go to my website. It's www.yoursalesgenius.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just put it on the banner too. So
you're good at that. Good job.
Yeah.
That's a multitask. I'm going to give you 2 stars for that.
All right. Only two. two out of one.
No, perfect. Just two, because you sometimes you get like double word score. You got a double word score.
Okay. So I have a feeling, I didn't know this about you, but I have a feeling you're really good at Scrabble.
I like it. I love games.
Yeah. Okay.
But be competitive, I think, is really what mm-hmm. I like to win. So,
and it's true. I believe that as well. Again, with whether you're reaching out and on the phone with people that you've met in the past, or you're using paid traffic, for example, to bring in new people to have those 30 calls, the volume will, it really can be a numbers game, right? It's
always a
there's
going to
be people that are, what's that?
It's always a numbers game.
Yeah. And I know you, I've actually read some of your emails where you talk about like, you literally break down how to make $10,000 in a month. And those are some of my favorite emails. I was like, because I work in paid traffic, so numbers are like my life. But yeah. I said, really, like but seeing that, I'm just like totally nerded out on it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun to play with. But it's really that simple. People mm-hmm. overcomplicate it, I feel. And I'm sure you get that all the time too. You know, most people will come to you, they're like, well, I don't know. I don't want to ask for something, and it's if you don't ask for what you want, then you're never going to get it, right? Uh-oh, I might have lost her, but while she waits for that, I'm sure she would agree with that. And one of the biggest things here is that if you want to get connected with Cheryl so that she can give you a couple of tips to really move forward and help you make even more sales right now, head on over to yoursalesgenius.com and you're able to download, either get on a call with her to get specific quick action tips that she gave me the first time with, like that immediately helped me to change how I did sales with just that call. And if you're looking to do something like that yourself, head on over to yoursalesgenius.com, either get on a call with her or download her 30 calls in 30 days so that you can actually get that going and start to, whoops, I think she's texting me there. So, and then you can start to get those people in the door and make your sales. And if you're in Colorado and you're wanting to go to her event, as of now, it's looking like it's still available. I believe it's early May, so it's about, I think it's like the 12th or the 13th, I'm not sure. But that is really going to help to solidify a lot. She gives you a lot of stuff in her workshop. And hopefully she'll come back on in the next few minutes or so. Looks like she just got disconnected there. But that way you're able to really get your sales going and help yourself to move to the next level here and stay relevant. Because right now, if you're not doubling down on being seen, being visible, and producing and essentially lead generation, bringing people into your world, attracting them and engaging with them so that you can elevate them through talking to you or your resources that you provide, then you're not going to be able to convert, and then you won't end up being the new leader of tomorrow. And that's what's going to happen for those that are doubling down right now on those specific strategies, attraction and engagement with their audience, their current audience and newer audiences as well. So until next time, hopefully, I know Cheryl looks like she got accidentally disconnected here, but we're able to go to that site, yoursalesgenius.com with Cheryl, and she'll get you squared away with sales so that you can make even more sales during this pandemic. Until next time, I'm Victor with Ventobot, and tomorrow, stay tuned for a special episode where we're talking about health and wellness as well. Bye-bye.